Radio Prague News.
Members of the Civic Democratic Party have criticized Topo 9 Deputy Leader Miroslav Kalousek and others from the party for paralyzing the functioning of the government over the Batura case. The finance minister has suggested that tax reforms to be discussed by the government could be approved even in his absence. Local municipalities in the Šumava area have said they will hold a happening in light of the continuing standoff between the Šumava National Park management and ecological activists. Members of the Civic Democratic Party have criticized Topo 9 Deputy Leader Miroslav Kalousek and others from fellow coalition member Topo 9 for threatening to walk out unless the Education Minister Josef Dobes or his controversial aide Ladislav Batura resigns. On Friday, several of them, including the head of the Civic Democrats Deputies Club Zbigniew Stanjura, echoed earlier statements by the Prime Minister saying it was unacceptable for a single state official to, quote, paralyze the functioning of the government. Mr. Batura became an issue for coalition members Topo 9 after insulting its chairman, the foreign minister Karel Schwarzenberg, on Facebook, where he called him a, quote, poor little old man. Topo 9's Miroslav Kalousek said earlier that none of the party's ministers would attend government sessions until either Minister Dobes or Batura himself stepped down. The latest is not Mr. Batura's first brush with controversy. The official, who also heads an ultra-conservative civic association, recently made headlines for vocal opposition to a gay pride festival in the capital. In related news, Education Minister Josef Dobes, who sent an apologetic text message to the foreign minister earlier this week, has further distanced himself from Ladislav Batura's words. The minister said on Friday that he had given the HR had precise instructions on future public conduct and made clear that if the advisor failed to heed them, he would be replaced. Also in related news, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has denied allegations by coalition members Public Affairs that steps taken by Topo 9 in the Batura case are only an excuse to stall the approval of tax reforms at the government's next meeting. The party pointed especially to the introduction of new taxes on gambling. The head of Public Affairs, Radek Jon, maintains that if the reforms are not passed by the end of the year, the government will lose 7 billion crowns. The finance minister responded on Friday by saying that he was in no way against the proposal, which was from his own ministry, and he said he would not mind if the reforms were agreed by the cabinet, even in his absence. Local municipalities in the Šumava area have said they will hold a happening on Sunday expressing support for the Šumava National Park management, at odds with ecological activists who for weeks this summer held blockades to try and prevent continued logging. Activists chained themselves to trees in protected areas of the park to prevent loggers from felling trees or stripping bark, steps they say are illegal. The move has been commissioned by the park's management to try and further prevent devastation by the bark beetle. Representatives organizing Sunday's event say that they expect several hundred people to take part. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the end of the news.